This is Sunday Side Up, a presentation of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Here's your host, Barb Richards.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Barb Richards. This is Sunday Side Up. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us. We know your time is precious, and so we are extremely appreciative that you've tuned in. Magic 95, great program today. Cancer Services of Northeast Indiana. As you guys well know, I am a fan of your organization. So many people that you've outreached and helped over the years. We have Amber Recker with us today. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
And also Betsy Patton. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning.
You guys are so wonderful to come up and talk to us about this. A big, big fundraiser that's coming up, an annual one. So we're going to talk about that first, and then we'll get into the specifics about what Cancer Services of Northeast Indiana does for so many people in this community. I go to these events, and you guys make me cry.
Oh,
I mean, well, you're so giving, and you have such great volunteers that
we do
are just amazing. But let's first of all talk about this event that's coming up, because I would like everybody to get it on their calendar. It is one of the best fundraisers in the city of Fort Wayne, hands down.
Thank you.
No, I really, I do. I go to a lot of them.
Yeah.
I'm at a lot of them, but you guys theme yours. It's always fun. It's always contemporary. And it's just perfect. It's an annual Design on Life is what you call it. That's kind of the umbrella. It is set for Saturday, February 23rd at the Memorial Coliseum. Tell us more about it, Betsy.
Sure. This is our 10th annual spring auction, 10th year hosting this event, and this year's theme is Game Time.
Fun. We all love our games.
Yes.
Especially our boys love our games.
And it's timely with many sports overlapping right now, so everyone's a little sports crazy. So it will be a fun theme to take us through the event. And like you said, it's a really great night to raise some money for a cause that's important to so many of us and have a good night together and celebrate life. And
yeah, it is truly a celebration.
Yeah.
It really is. So as life should always be celebrated. Talk a little bit about the food that you're going to have.
Sure.
Yummy.
The team at the Memorial Coliseum has come up with some delicious food for us, and it's all thematic. And for example, we have a Wimbledon station, so there'll be little tea sandwiches and hot teas, and we have some really delicious heavy hors d'oeuvres that we'll have at active food stations, and they'll be flambéing at the dessert station, and so it's going to be really exciting and unique and really delicious food there.
What are we having at the PGA table? Because as you know, if this radio career doesn't work out for me, I want to join the ladies' PGA tour. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I can't play golf. But anyway, I do love golf.
Well, we'll have a putting green there for you if you want to show off your skills.
Ooh, maybe we do a little challenge that
Yeah,
night.
I think so.
That would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe wagering and raising some more money.
Yeah, will Barb make this putt or not?
Right, 50-50.
Yeah. I think you're onto something.
Like
come see Barb golf at Design on Life.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you guys do some great silent and live auctions. A good friend of mine that I know through my health club bid on the trip to Hawaii and last year, and they just got back from their trip.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And did they take you?
No, we tried, but they did have a great, great time.
Oh,
and,
good.
And it was a great bargain to them, but raised some great dollars for cancer services. And they had a great time. They said this is cool. She said, I think that we had a better time knowing why we were there.
Oh.
And you love that. Don't you just love that?
I love hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really
it's
what it's
win-win.
All about. It's a win-win. So tell us about some of the fun things.
Sure. We have a big silent auction. And like you said, the live auction too. So that's always a big feature of the night and draws a lot of people. So we have everything from art and jewelry and wine and gym packages and lots of fun things like that, and that are practical also.
There was a great coat there last year. Do you remember the bidding war that it went over the coat? And I believe it was CEO Michael Patnick's wife,
Donna,
ended up getting the coat that I wanted. But that's there was beautiful. It was awesome. You really do have beautiful, beautiful things.
Everybody's very generous to donate to the auction, and it's a great way to feature their businesses and give to the organization and our people. So,
and I bet when you make most of the calls, they're like, sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think as through the years, you're finding more and more people who have been touched by your organization. So that makes it even easier because they know somebody who received mm-hmm. your services. So.
The cancer community really comes together for this, and everyone's usually very supportive and, mm-hmm. and willing to give. And
can you tease us on any of the live auction items, any of the biggies?
Yeah, we have some exciting trips this year as part of the live auction. One is an Alaskan cruise.
Oh, nice.
Which is going to be just beautiful and majestic. And
that's on a lot of people's bucket lists, you know, to go to Alaska. Good job.
It is. And like you said, they're really a great value. We were just talking about this. You get a wonderful value and you're giving to a great organization. And
Do you want to mention the sponsor that donated that trip?
Experience. That one wasn't donated.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And we have some other trips, too, if you want to go to some warm weather destinations.
Okay.
We have a golf and spa trip to Miami.
So you
get a little South Florida flavor. And then a trip to Sedona, Arizona.
Nice.
This is a beautiful destination.
It is beautiful. You can do the vortexes when you're there, up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
So we have some really cool trips there, and those will be hot items in the live auction.
Who's going to be doing the auction for us for the live auction?
Brandon Stefan and his team have been on board the past couple of years. Brandon and Josh do a great job.
They're so cute.
You can attest to it, Barb. They're cute and engaging and entertaining, and they really get the crowd excited.
And they really have a passion for your organization,
they do.
Too. And it comes through in the way that they encourage those bids. They do a great job.
They really do a lot for us. They help us with this auction and another one, and I feel like they're on our team for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Are your ladies going to be there with the special colored ribbons also?
Yes, we'll have a ribbon table there. And that's always a neat way to connect with others throughout the night, too. And
I love it. Oh, you're wearing a purple one. I'm wearing a purple one, too. When you get to talking. So they have a different color ribbon that represents a different type of cancer.
Right.
And you sell those?
No, those are complimentary.
Okay.
And so you can, oftentimes people will wear multiple colored ribbons and or whatever has touched them and their loved ones, and they don those throughout the evening, and it's just a nice way to connect with others and show your support.
Tickets are $50 and they're available through your organization. Is that the only place to buy them, and can you buy them online? Or?
Yes, you can buy them on our website, and you can also just give us a call at the office and purchase them that way.
All right. It really, the food is great. The atmosphere is great. There's just a certain amount of energy that I've seen every year that I've been going to this event. And I think it's just because everybody's kind of tied together on one common cause and one common goal. What's the deadline for tickets, Betsy?
The RSVP deadline is February 12th.
Okay.
And the event, like you said, is February 23rd at the Memorial Coliseum. And it's just a wonderful energy that night and a lot of fun and delicious food and entertainment. And we're all there for a common and very important cause.
That's right. That's right. So, well, very good. And this is the major fundraiser that you have through the year, but it's not your only fundraiser, right?
No, we do several others.
Okay. Do you want to mention those real quick? We've got a little bit of time.
Sure. This is our spring auction, Design on Life. And then we have a walking event, which is called the Lapper and Survivors Day. And that's in May.
Out at your location there, where we see you, right off of I-69.
Yeah.
Next to, in the Brotherhood Mutual Park there. You're doing it there again, right?
We are.
I thought that worked out really well. You've got that mile loop.
Yeah, it was great. We had always been at Foster Park for 9 years and moved it to our location on the 10th year. And everyone loved being there because they get to see the building and the facilities. And a lot of our supporters have never come in to see our programs firsthand. So it was a really great way for us to tie the event back to our mission, which is to help people with cancer in our community.
And again, it still was what the event was called, the Lapper. People could do as many laps as they wanted or just do one. I saw a lot of families out there supporting that family member. A lot of the kids were with grandpa or aunts or uncles or what it might be. I thought it was
people
great.
People form teams, or you can come by yourself. So there's lots of ways to do it, but it's a really exciting and really touching event.
Last year's event, I believe you had the person who came up with the idea or who started the first Lapper speak.
Yeah, what was her name? Her name is Jill. She is a teacher at Canterbury, and she organized this event 10 years ago in honor of another teacher who was battling breast cancer at the time.
Aww.
So they rallied around that teacher and started Lapper, and she ran it for 5 years and then turned it over to us. And so we're very grateful to her and her passion for our mission.
Awesome. Awesome event. And then what else do you have?
And then in the fall, we have some other popular events, Bust a Move.
That's right.
The tribute dinner.
Okay, tell us about both.
Sure. Well, I'll let Amber talk about Bust a Move. That's a baby.
Sure.
Save she likes
the
this
date.
One.
first Friday in October, I've already got the date booked, and I'll be back at the Fort Wayne Museum of Art. But this is our art auction where we take plaster representations of breast cancer survivors, and local artists decorate them and transform them into beautiful works of art, and then they're auctioned off. And last year, we had a very successful year. We raised almost $40,000 and had one bust go for $8,500.
Are you kidding me?
It's a high-energy, really fun night. So mark it on your calendar now because you have to be there. And this is one of our affordable events. It only costs $20 to get in. So.
Wow. And is that the art museum?
It is.
Oh, what a nice event. Again, a great idea. Just a great idea. And then you have one other one?
The tribute dinner is in October. And that's a little more formal sit-down dinner type of event. And it's an event where we memorialize and honor loved ones and caregivers and physicians and people who are touched by cancer in many ways.
So nice that you honor the caregiver.
Yes.
Those battling cancer, it's very, very difficult, but the caregiver has a very difficult time of their own, too. Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that you honor the caregiver. That's so important.
Yes. And we'll have a guest speaker. And so it's a really moving evening as well.
Wonderful. But first and up foremost is the 10th Annual Design on Life fundraiser. You know what we forgot to mention? That each ticket comes a home and garden show ticket.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Karen Tara that puts together a home and garden show, big supporter of cancer services. And so you get that ticket so that you can, then you have something in February and something in March.
Yes.
See? So don't say there's nothing.
Go back to the Coliseum for the home and garden show. Yeah.
Exactly right. That'll give you a good case of spring fever, too. Let me just tell you that home and garden show. So tickets are available at cancer-services.org. We'll link it on our website. If it's not already, it might already be up there. And Betsy, your phone number there at the office?
484-9560.
Great. Give them a call. It is a great event. A Saturday night in February. You'll just walk out of it feeling a lot warmer, I think, inside and out. Inside and out. We'd love to see you there. We're going to talk more about Cancer Services of Northeast Indiana and exactly what they do provide to those that are battling cancer. We'll have more Sunday Side Up coming up in a couple of minutes.
Sunday Side Up is heard each week on WAJI-FM and WLDE-FM Fort Wayne, both proudly owned by Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated.
Everybody, it is Sunday Side Up. We continue our discussion this morning with Cancer Services of Northeast Indiana. Amber Recker is here along with Betsy Perry Patton. And again, the Design on Life fundraiser is coming up Saturday, February 23rd. Tickets at their office are at cancer-services.org. Be there. It is a great event. You guys, one-on-one affect cancer patients across Northern Indiana like crazy.
Yeah, that's what we do. I like that you said that. I don't often say one-on-one, but that's exactly the service we provide. You know, we've been around for almost 60 years, so we're not the new kid on the block, and we help thousands of people living with cancer right here in Northeast Indiana. And what I mean by help is we provide a whole host of services from financial assistance and health supplies and medical equipment in our warehouse to emotional support provided by our client advocate. And that's where the one-on-one comes in. That client advocate becomes their companion on this journey. We have oncology massage for both our clients and caregivers. We have exercise and Tai Chi and a drumming circle and yoga, and the list goes on and on. And the main goal is to help our clients and their families maintain a certain quality of life as they deal with this life-threatening, life-shattering diagnosis. And you mentioned earlier, cancer doesn't just happen to the person diagnosed. It happens to the caregiver. It happens to the entire family. And we're there to support that family structure, to help prevent them from going into medical bankruptcy, to help them navigate the healthcare system and help them fill out paperwork for their insurance companies. We're their advocate. We're there for them.
It's just amazing that somebody, whoever it was that started the organization and came up with it, blessings to that person, because that's what you need. You need a partner to go through. And when you get the diagnosis, and you're just reeling from that and you're not thinking clearly, I have to tell you, I always tell people, call these guys, Cancer Services in Northeast Indiana. They'll tell you what to do and how to do it. And you guys take them every step of the way.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't think you're going to have anything for me. And I say, I don't think you know what you're going to need. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee that there is something in our warehouse or through our programs that you're going to need, whether it be a support group. We have over 17 support groups. Whether it just be a place where you can go, where you can let down your guard for a little bit. On our testimonial video, there's a young mother, breast cancer survivor on there, and I think she says it best. She said, I didn't have to be strong with Peter, her client advocate. She had to be strong for her kids. She had to be strong for her husband, but she could go into Peter's office and close the door
and fall apart.
Get her emotions out. And we all need that emotional release. That's a part of mental wellness. And so we focus on that with our clients. We have a resource library with over 900 resources to help them. You know, there's some celebrity biographies that went through cancer. There's books on how to talk to your kids about cancer. There's nutrition books. We hold nutrition classes. So it's all about a complement to your health care. You know, we don't provide treatment. We don't advise on medical procedures, but we are there to help you know what questions to ask your doctor. Sometimes you don't even know what questions I should be asking, you know, and perhaps you want to be connected with someone else with your same diagnosis so you can talk to someone about the choices they made for their treatment, because treatment options, there are a ton of treatment options nowadays, you know, whether you have
so confusing
surgery or chemo or radiation or a new experimental testing. I mean, there's all sorts of things to navigate, and that's why we're there.
And so many of your patient advocates, so the ones that do the one-on-one, are former cancer survivors, or not necessarily?
They're not. They all have varying levels of experience, but they've all been with us for a long time, and they're all licensed social workers, so they know about the psychosocial support needs. They're extremely well connected in the community to know what resources are available. So if there's something our clients need that we don't offer, our client advocates know where to refer them. So they're kind of a referral and information source, but they're also there to listen and to help and to be kind and to be hopeful and help our clients in that way.
Many medical advances over the years, many cancers now end up being chronic diseases as opposed to terminal, which is great. You've seen that change throughout the people you're dealing with?
We have. You know, I always say when I give a tour of our building, as more people are surviving and thriving with cancer, a need for a cancer community becomes so much more important. And that's what Cancer Services also provides through our fundraisers, as Betsy was talking, through LAPR, but also through our activities like exercise and Tai Chi. We have survivors who are past their, you know, past their treatment, and they're living with cancer, they're surviving cancer, but they still want to come in and connect. So they'll come to re-energize and they'll exercise with other people and start talking. I always say there's a time and a place for a support group, you know, immediately after a diagnosis or while you're going through treatment, you know, that setting of coming in and sitting down and talking. But as people move past that need, they don't want to lose that connection. And so we have other programs that allow them to come in and meet with other cancer survivors, but while doing an activity like drumming circle, or we just launched a new program called Inner Palette where they come in and they paint together. So there's lots of ways to connect through Cancer Services, no matter what stage of the journey you're at.
So that makes you never alone, because people move around, and we have people here in Fort Wayne have no family members around, no one to advocate for them. They don't know where to turn, and Cancer Services is there in a moment.
Exactly. You know, those people who have a strong church family or a large family are blessed, but not everyone has that. And so they can come to Cancer Services and they can connect with their client advocate, with other people going through cancer. And then eventually many of our clients become volunteers because they want to maintain that connection. They want to give back. And then they're in the building, you know, being volunteer receptionists or helping with special events or serving on the board. We have a lot of cancer survivors as volunteers.
And, you know, I've heard great stories through the years about people who were there for them while they were going through chemo, just as somebody to sit with while you're going through treatment. You know, it can take 4, 6, 8 hours a day sometimes to go through those treatments. Mm-hmm. And just to have somebody there, somebody to drop a meal off at home. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that you can meet in that community.
And exactly.
They've been through it. They know what you need.
Exactly. You reminded me that we also offer transportation to and from treatment, because immediately after a diagnosis and when you start treatment, sometimes you have to go every day and it's several hours a day. And, you know, if your loved one can't take off work and you can't drive, there's no way for you to get to treatment. So we have volunteers, many of them cancer survivors, who will take our clients to and from treatment. And the bond that develops between the driver and the client is something really special, too.
You're giving me chills. You're giving me chills. Here's the bus driver who's so special that works for your organization.
Yeah.
I love it. When you moved out to your new facility there off of I-69, are you doing more at your office and some of those things that you mentioned are offered there?
Yeah. When we moved in 2008, after a successful capital campaign, we moved into a much larger building. So the space that we have now, there's an entire half of the building dedicated to what we call our healing arts programs, which are the programs I've been speaking about, our Tai Chi and our exercise and our art and our massage. And so we're able to offer many more programs on site, many more support groups on site. And our warehouse is much larger, so we have more health supplies and more medical equipment. And I should mention that all of this is provided to our clients at no charge.
That was my next question. So how much do these services cost? Of course, I know, but you know, you're offering great things. I mean, there's wigs, there's supplements, there's all sorts of things out there that you're going to need, and you're strapped already because you're off of work or maybe whatever your insurance benefits are.
Right.
You guys just take, I guess it's what I see down at Riley Hospital too, you just take the worries off of the plate so the patient can just focus on getting better.
Yeah. I like to tell a little story if I have a couple minutes,
absolutely.
A minute. I volunteered for cancer services for many years before I became a staff member, and then I served on the board, and I knew what we did in a broad sense. We support people with cancer, and that's awesome. But it wasn't until my first week on the job that I got it. We've always had a wig room, and it was cool. And whenever media comes in or anybody comes to our building, they want to see the wig room. I didn't really get the importance of it. And my first week there, I saw a woman come in, late 50s. She had just come from treatment. She was with her adult daughter, and she was having a bad day. She didn't feel well physically. She was struggling emotionally, and you could tell she just would rather be anywhere else than where she was. And a little bit later, I was walking past the wig room and the door was cracked open and I heard laughter coming from the wig room. So I peeked my head in and the same woman was in there with her daughter and her client advocate trying on wigs and laughing and smiling. And she walked out of that wig room with a wig and the biggest smile on her face. And all of a sudden I realized that's what we do amidst this terrible storm. We bring a little bit of sunshine. Mm-hmm. We help them maintain a little bit of normalcy during this thing. And if it's through a wig, awesome. We'll provide a wig. If it's through a caring listener, that's what we'll provide. If it's a hospital bed because your insurance won't provide it or you don't have insurance, that's what we'll do. We'll take the worry away. You don't have to worry about that because you can come to cancer services and you can get it. And in that moment, it really drove home to me that every single program we offer in some way lifts a little bit of that burden, alleviates that worry, and families and clients can come in and just get whatever they need.
How do you help kids specifically?
That's a great question. We have a child advocate who is devoted solely to our kids with cancer. A lot of times the kids don't come in. Their parents will, to get some support from her or to get the supplies needed. But the best thing about the children's program is we host monthly events to bring all the kids and their families together. So last month we took them to a Mad Ants game. This month, coming up in February, we're taking them to a Fort Wayne Derby Girls bout. We take them to the zoo. We have a pool party. We take them to Comets games. We take them to the circus. And what that does is it brings kids together who are dealing with something that no one else in their class can understand or is dealing with. And now they're with a bunch of kids who get it, who understand what they're going through, who know why you've lost your hair. Or your cheeks might look a little different because you're going through chemo and there's physical effects. And then also it brings the parents together and they form a support group, because how many parents out there are dealing with a child with cancer, more than there should be.
Right.
But not many. I mean, you're dropping your kid off at school and those parents aren't dealing with the same things you're dealing with. So now you're connected to a group of parents who understand your fears and your worries and your anxieties and everything that goes with having a child with cancer. And so that creates a great little community. And we're really proud of our children's program. We also make visits and work really closely with the Lutheran Children's Hospital.
Good.
They see most of our clients.
Yes.
And we work very closely with Michelle Hoffman there, who's their social worker on staff. And it's just a great way to support the family.
So anyone can just call. They don't need a referral. They don't need anything. They just call. They can get into your services.
Yep. You can call. You can drop by our office. You can go online and fill out a form right online and someone will call you. Your primary caregiver can call on your behalf if you're not comfortable doing that. You know, a lot of people are afraid to ask for help. But we're here to help. We want to help you. Mm-hmm. And we guarantee there's something. You might not know what it is. But when the time comes, you know, maybe it's after surgery and you didn't know you were going to need some radiation burn cream. But now you do. And we have it. And you just come and get it or send someone to get it.
You're a great organization. We're very blessed to have you here in the city of Fort Wayne and across northern Indiana. Thank you guys so much for your time today. Amber Recker and Betsy Perry Patton from Cancer Services of Northeast Indiana. Again, annual Design on Life, 10th annual coming up February 23rd. It's going to be a great, great fundraiser. These guys are just doing so much. If I figure out how you can help them, cancer-services.org. Their phone number, 484-9560. See y'all at Design on Life, right?
I hope so.
See you there.
All right, great. Thanks, guys, so much. And this is Sunday Side Up. Everybody have a great weekend.
Thanks for tuning in for Sunday Side Up with your host, Barb Richards. The views expressed in the show are not necessarily those of Sarkis Tarzian Management. For comments or questions, please contact the station directly.